Continue with the Yichavayda, and the Pasuk says, Hashem zichrecha l'dor v'dor. Hashem is your memorial throughout all the generations. What does this really mean? It says the Malbim in Tehillim, chapter 135, says Hashem zichrecha l'dor v'dor means that Hashem runs the world in two different ways. There's what he calls the Hanahaga Hamasuderes Mesheshes Mebereshes. This is the normal order of events, the laws of nature, the way we expect things to be. And that is referred to by the Shem Hashem. The Shem Yudke Vavke. It says Hashem is being constant, his interaction with the world is constant, nothing changes, it's reliable, it's dependable. But then there's something else. Miracles. Things that change. Things that break the order of nature, that are introduced into history at various different points, sometimes just for a moment. That's called zichracha, your memorial, your remembrance. Hashem will sometimes change the laws of nature in order that we should remember him, be aware of him. That's not constant. That's the Dor Vador. That's according to the needs of the generation. It's only according to the needs of the generation. In fact, the Rambam is very clear. Miracles prove nothing. They're not there for theological or philosophical reasons. Miracles are there for functional purposes. Yes, the Ramban will tell us. They bring us to a greater awareness of Hashem. But they're primarily functional. That's the Dor Vador. We do so many things to commemorate those miracles, to keep that emunah alive inside of us. But this is the two tracks that with which Hashem operates, Hashem and Zichracha. What that means for us is we always need to be aware that there's no difference between Hashem as the God of history, the God of the Torah, the Bible, Tanakh, and Hashem as he is now. Hashem can perform miracles at any point and at any time. We need to be aware of Hashem's presence as it is in the world right now. Our awareness of Hashem doesn't depend on the miracles. They can happen or they won't happen. It doesn't matter. It depends what the generation needs. There were times in Jewish history that was miraculous, that were miraculous, and the times that just weren't. Hashem doesn't change. His interaction with the world might vary depending on the needs, according to his infinite wisdom. But Hashem's constant. The Munkat Shereb says, Hashem zichra l'dor v'dor, don't think that in this dark world, the end of time, lowly generation, time where we're surrounded by enemies on all sides, don't think that Hashem has forsaken us. Hashem zichrecha l'dor v'dor means even in the last generation, Hashem's memorial, his remembrance is there. He's present. He's there. He's fighting our corner. But perhaps the last thing we need to remember is Hashem shimcha l'aylam. What are you meant to think about when you say these words, says the Sforno on Tehillim? It's that we should want to be able to mention Hashem's name in every generation. To constantly have Hashem's name on our lips, increasing that awareness of Hashem throughout our lives. Hashem Zichra. We make a memorial to Hashem through our words.